burned, laptops and TVs destroyed, fire extinguishers deployed, and paper everywhere. Early estimates put the damage around $40,000. The school and sheriff's office have no leads at this time, but are hoping someone will step forward with information leading to catching the culprits. A man simply sitting on a bench on Santa Rosa Avenue was hit in the head with a machete on Monday. The victim was transported to the hospital and treated for his wound. The suspect escaped. Later, the suspect was identified as 20-year-old Lucas Coleman, a homeless man currently in Santa Rosa. Santa Rosa police found him and the machete Tuesday on Santa Rosa Avenue and took him into custody. The 34-year-old victim will recover from his wounds. Sonoma County has seen a rise in retailers closing stores recently, from Bed Bath & Beyond to Forever 21, Soft Surroundings, and even the Reading Cinemas in Roanoke Park. Well, now you can add Burlington Coat Factory to that list. Its Roanoke Park store will close very soon. The Santa Rosa store will remain open. No exact closing date or reason for the closure has been given by company officials. According to the Press Democrat, Gina Centeno, the Roanoke Park woman set to stand trial with her husband on charges they tortured their three foster children, passed away while in custody at a local hospital. Her attorney said she had been suffering from an illness but did not elaborate. Her husband, Jose Centeno, still faces three counts of kidnapping for ransom, three counts of torture, and also is charged with eight additional counts related to allegations of sexual abuse involving the children. He will return to court on January 18th. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will be the only two Republican presidential candidates facing off in tonight's final GOP debate before the Iowa caucuses kick off the 2024 nominating process on Monday. Former President Donald Trump also qualified but plans to skip it and instead hold a televised town hall meeting at the same time. CNN is hosting tonight's debate at Drake University in Iowa. The event, moderated by CNN anchors Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, starts at 6 p.m. California lawmakers are debating whether to ban tackle football for children under the age of 12. The bill will have its first public hearing today before a legislative committee. It still has a long way to go before becoming law. It must clear the state assembly by the end of January to have a chance at becoming law this year. And the king tides are back, some of the highest astronomical tides of the year. The National Weather Service has issued a coastal flood advisory from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. this morning that impacts the San Francisco Bay shoreline and low-lying coastal areas of the North Bay. The king tides occur when the orbits and alignment of the Earth, Moon, and Sun combine to produce the greatest tidal effects of the year. The king tides will be with us through Friday. 7:33 KZST, we need another check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer Olivia Mirov. Hello again, Olivia.
Hi, good morning. We have no new incidents to report. State Route 12 interchange, US 101, traffic is a little bit slow in that area, but everything else is looking pretty great. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirov on KZST.
Hi, I'm Debbie Abrams. Let's talk about Leo, a designer at Cocostico Home. On a recent trip to Cocostico, a lamp spoke to me and said it should be on the buffet in my dining room. I wanted to agree, but the chandelier is such a diva, it might object, saying the lamp doesn't belong there. So I asked Leo what he thought. He prides himself on learning my style and helping me to get the look I want. Leo has a way of making simple changes that bring the whole room together. Maybe a throw pillow and a lamp, or a new rug. He's pretty awesome. Design the look of your home like a pro with a pro from Cocostico. And the lamp and the chandelier, they're getting along great. Always complimenting each other. Cocostico Home. Sofas, dining tables and chairs, accessories, and the largest lighting inventory in Sonoma County. Visit Cocostico Home. Shop today and enjoy your new look tonight. On West Steel Lane across from Cottingtown and online at cokasdiko.com.
Hi, I'm Vanessa with PG&E. If you see a down power line, stay away from it and keep others away. Call 911. Let our first responders come out and handle it. Police and fire will respond as well as PG&E. To learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
With your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability. Learn more at discover.com. In sports, Draymond Green is vowing a commitment to playing without the antics that have plagued him. on the court throughout his career, working over the past month on a way to control his emotions and not let hostility take over. The Warriors take on the Pelicans tonight. Your forecast, cloudy skies with another round of generally light rain moving in. We'll pick up around a quarter inch today. Highs remain chilly, low 50s, Santa Rosa at 54. Tonight, clouds clear and temperatures plummet. Look for low 30s tomorrow with widespread frost in the morning. For the afternoon, mainly sunny with low to mid 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you.
Deal or no deal.
No deal!
The game show Deal or No Deal is back. Only it's on an island and two reality stars from Survivor are among the contestants. Deal or No Deal Island will feature competitors looking for briefcases hidden on an island, which they will then use in the game of Deal or No Deal. And also, the host Howie Mandel will not be back. There's a new host, Joe Manganiello. He takes over. NBC will air a 30-minute preview of the show on Saturday after the NFL wildcard game. Deal or No Deal Island premieres on February 26th. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Boren Talon.
KZST.
Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Staring at the bottom of your glass, hoping one day you'll make a dream last. But dreams come slow and they go so fast. You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why everything you touch surely dies. But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. Staring at the ceiling in the dark. Same old empty feeling in your heart. Cause love comes slow and it goes so fast. Well, you see her when you fall asleep, but never to touch and never to keep. Cause you loved her too much and you dive too deep. Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Oh, 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 no. And you let her go. Burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow.
Only know you love her when you let her go.
Sonoma County's KZST. It is 7:40, 47 degrees. I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in the studio. Good morning.
Morning, Debbie.
Hot topic time. You're all bundled up. It's cold in here.
It is chilly in here.
It's a little chilly. So, hot topic this morning. They are everywhere. The Stanley Tumbler.
Yeah.
Yes or no, would you camp out in front of Target to get one? Because that is what's happening. Okay, the Stanley Tumbler. Brent, what's all this about?
Yeah, let me fill you in, folks, in case you don't know what this is and haven't heard about it. But this is the new hot item. It's a collaboration with Starbucks and Stanley, the company. And they're making these really, really trendy mugs, you know, tumblers that are made of steel, right in time for Valentine's Day. But this one's special. It's been upgraded. It's been improved. They come in winter pink. They come in red. It is the one to have. According to the Buy Guide, it's a blog that recommends products. It calls it the Stanley Tumbler, the one, or the It Cup. And it's been it's a fashion accessory now. It's a collector's item right now. They started out selling at $45. They are completely sold out. I've seen prices all over the place, all the way up to $300 on eBay for these tumblers. Now, if you're trying to imagine what kind of tumbler, it's like a coffee mug. So it's your typical coffee mug with the top. It's got a little straw. It's got a little thinner bottom so it fits into your cup holder in your car better. But for $300, you can't see this, but Debbie, I've got this tumbler.
Is that a Stanley tumbler?
It's not a Stanley tumbler. It's a regular old. I've had this since 2018. It looks brand new. Knew it. It works great.
It
so
does.
Why would somebody spend $300 on this awesome tumbler? What makes it so awesome? Because these things are blowing up. It's the hottest thing on earth right now.
I mean, they're pink and they're red, and Valentine's Day is coming up. You know that had something to do with it.
Yeah,
the
probably.
Whole marketing plan. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, would you wait in line? I hear there are lines at Target, and it's just crazy. And they're nowhere to be found now. Even online, they're sold out.
Oh yeah.
If anyone has one or has any information about it, give us a call here in the studio, 707-284-1000. If you have one, what you think about it, where we can get one, because now I'm curious. So, I mean, Brent, I've heard of Stanley Kubrick, the legendary movie director.
Right.
Then there's Flat Stanley and the Stanley Cup. It's not a cup, but a tumbler. But my thought is, as long as the Stanley tumbler or cup or thermos or liquid vessel, whatever the hell you call it, as long as it has some fine Sonoma County wine in it, I am game. But the Stanley cup, that's pretty funny.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
Ticket for the long way round, two bottle whiskey for the way, and I sure would like some sweet company, and I'm leaving tomorrow, what do you say, when I'm gone.
Dream high in the quiet of the night, you know that I
Counties, KZST. We're taking a look at your forecast. Cloudy and windy today. Temperatures heading into the mid-50s around Wine Country right now. It's 47 degrees at KZST.
I saw you dancing in a crowded room. You look so happy when I'm not with you. But then you saw me, caught you by surprise. A single teardrop falling from your eyes. But
Sonoma County's KZST. Let's get a check on the commute with CHP Officer Olivia Miroff in our Roanoke Park studio. Good morning. How's traffic?
Hi, good morning. Traffic is starting to get pretty heavy out there. Starting on the northbound side, just north of Roanoke Park Expressway going into downtown Santa Rosa, there is some major slowdowns in that area. The State Route 12 interchange to US 101 traffic is very heavy in that area as well. And then on the southbound side, traffic starts at about College going to downtown Santa Rosa. We do have CHP en route to a crash right now. It's going to be southbound US 101 just north of College with lanes blocked. So if you are traveling through that area, please slow down, pay attention, move over for emergency vehicles. Also, it is raining. Roads are wet. So reduce your speeds, wear your seatbelts, and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirop on KZST.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stanley Jacobs, triple board certified facial plastic surgeon and director of the Jacobs Center for Cosmetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation, online at thejacobscenter.com. My team and I blend artistry and science to deliver natural, lasting results.
And I'm Jody Rhodes, a physician assistant and hair transplant specialist, collaborating with Dr. Jacobs to help our patients restore full, thick, natural-looking hair.
We're the only hair transplant center in Sonoma County. We use NeoGraft Hair Restoration, a system we've used for over 10 years. We take healthy hair and transplant it to the area that needs it. This delivers a natural result, one hair at a time, without scarring.
This works for men and women and can be part of a completely personalized hair plan. We even transplant hairs to the eyebrows.
Visit thejacobscenter.com and book a free consultation. Learn how NeoGraft may be part of your personal hair restoration plan.
TheJacobCenter.com.
There's a lot of tree people in Sonoma County.
Anybody can climb up into a tree and cut a limb off, but, I mean, your trees are why you buy your property, right? Once they cut them, you can't put them back. They're really important.
So how do you know who to choose?
Ask them if they're a certified arborist. That's huge. Takes a lot to get that license and to have that education. If that guy has an arborist license, more than likely, he knows what he's doing. Because you have to learn soil biology and tree biology and all that stuff to be able to make accurate decisions that could either benefit the tree or ruin it.
Image Tree Service has been doing this for over 25 years, and Jeff Cowell is a certified arborist.
So how do you know who to choose to actually come and trim your trees? You ask him, you're a certified arborist? No? Well, okay.
Image Tree Service, from one tree to an entire forest. They've got a huge crew, all the equipment, and they clean up after they're done.
With a name like Image Tree Service, it has to be good.
838-3555.
Did you know that Golden State Lumber and Building Materials has a long history in Sonoma County? Here's Vice President of Operations, Eric Schmies.
For 70 years, Golden State has been serving the San Francisco Bay Area building community, and for the last three decades, we've been headquartered in Sonoma County. We work closely with professional builders and contractors so they can achieve the expectations of their clients. We've developed strong relationships with our vendors as well. Visit our website and click Brands, and there you'll see a long list of categories and vendors who we proudly support. And we strive to keep our clients on budget and on schedule. We look forward to serving Sonoma County for many years to come.
Visit GoldenStateLumber.com or stop by our lumber yard at 3610 Copper Hill Lane, south of Airport Boulevard. Family owned since 1954. Golden State. When you succeed, we succeed.
Sonoma County's KZST, welcome to your Wednesday. I'm Debbie Abrams. And now a feature I call Sonoma County's The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. First, the good would be the new Bubble Bar and Cuvée House in Healdsburg, opening just in time for Valentine's Day, the brainchild of Sarah Quitter and sister Samantha Tilly, both in the local food and wine biz. The bad, Roanoke Park's Burlington Coat Factory is closing. The national retail store in Sonoma County will permanently shut down, likely very soon, according to a store employee. However, the Burlington location in Santa Rosa will remain open. And the ugly, what's being dubbed the egg ick, when you sit down to eat your homemade egg breakfast and you're suddenly repulsed by it. The egg ick. Local registered dietitians say it's a real thing, has been seen on TikTok. It's important to remember that eggs are good for you and for weight loss. So if it's one of your resolutions, wait for it. Egg ick is said to be temporary. That is Sonoma County's The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly on KZST. Egg ick. Just fun to say.
Maybe it's intuition, but some things you just don't question. Like in your eyes, I see my future in an instant. And there it goes, I think I found my best friend. I know that it might sound more than a little crazy, but I believe I knew I loved you before I met you. I think I dreamed you into life. I knew I loved you before I met you. I have been waiting all my life. There's just no rhyme or
Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, January 10th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:59. I'm Brent Allen. The next round of rain is not too far away, currently sitting at 47 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. A quarter cent tax measure to raise money for